greatest. We want to pray now. God, I pray that you send calmness to every storm in the life of your people in Jesus' name. Lord, give us a new beginning with you, a new walk with you, a new obedience, a new relationship, a new progress, a new breakthrough. Lord, we look unto the heavens because that is your throne. And we pray tonight that you will come down and wipe away the tears of your people. Make all things new. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We thank God for bringing us together to the first revival service in the year 2024. And I'm very excited that I'm here. And I know that you are excited to be here. And I believe the Lord that he will help us as we look at the word of God together. And he will do something great in our life in Jesus' name. We are looking at essentials for a fresh start. Essentials for a fresh start. That is something that is very, very important. Something that is crucial for us, for our existence, our survival, our progress is essential. In Ecclesiastes chapter 3, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15. That which had been is now, and that which is to be had already been, and God requireth that which is past. I'm going to read another passage in the book of Isaiah chapter 43. And God is not an author of confusion, but God will make everything clear to us, and he will use the scripture to answer any question that is arising from our mind. In Isaiah chapter 43, I read verse 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is the promise of the Lord. The Lord said he required it. And the Lord is telling us at the same time that we should not remember the former things. We need to reconcile the two together. God is not an author of confusion. God wants us to forget the sorrow of the past, disappointment of the past, failure of the past. Because we are living soul, we can rise again. We can make it again. But at the same time, the Lord requires the past. If we have not confessed our sin, God did not forget that. And God is not telling us that we should forget that. God requires the past. He requires us to confess our sin. He requires us to make all the necessary restitution. He requires us to reconcile between brother and brother, sister and sister, husband and wife. The Lord requires the past. So there are some things that the Lord wants us to forget. At the same time, there are some things that he wants to bring to remembrance because we have not cleared our past. We are here to get clean past for all what has transpired in our life. In Luke chapter 5, Luke chapter 5, and we are going to read verse 36 to 38. In Luke chapter 5, verses 36 to 38. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into the old bottles, as the new wine will burst the bottles, and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. The Lord is telling us about the past and the new. That the only correlation between two of them is that the past will affect the new. The old wine will affect the new wine. And the Lord wants us to forget about those things that is drawing us back into the past. All those things that stick, make us to stick to the past. The Lord wants us to forget about that. Let us go to 2 Corinthians. We will have the clarity of what God wants us to do about the past. The Lord wants us to forget some things, and the Lord wants us to clear some things from our past. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man being in Christ is a new creature, anybody that said, I am brother, I am sister, and whatsoever we are, when we bear that title, everything must be new. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things must pass away, and all things must become new. We need to confess our sins so that all things can pass away. We need to reconcile our ways so that all things can pass away. The Lord wants us to cut off from the old things and to cleave unto the new things. Everything new is very attractive, and God wants our life to be attractive. That is why he said we should cut off from the past and old things. In Romans chapter 6, verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death. We are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. And this is all encompassing. It affects our spiritual life. It has affect our career. It affects our finance. It affects our marital relationship. It affects our investment. It affects our business. Let old things pass away. The thing that has happened in the past that break your heart, bring sorrow to your life, you cannot make any effect on it. You need to move on to begin to live a new life. God desires all his children to learn from their past and have a new beginning. That is the plan of God for us in the year 2024. He wants us to have a new beginning. And in our text that we have read in Ecclesiastes and Isaiah, the required and forgotten past was emphasized. There are some things the Lord required. There are some things that the Lord said we should forget. That some things say, God, we can't forget until we clear our past. So that is very, very important. If there's anything that you have not cleared in the past, God is not setting you free from that. You need to clear it for you to walk in the newness of life. For God's children not to become irrelevant in his plan and purpose for their life, it is essential to have a fresh start. We want to be relevant in the year 2024. We need to have a fresh start. There are lessons from the old and new garments. Old and new wine, the lesson to learn is a new beginning in the new year. And the Lord will give us this new beginning in Jesus' name. We will look at this message under three subheadings. We want to look at the essentials of avoiding a fruitless past lifestyle. A fruitless past lifestyle. The Lord wants us to cut off totally from fruitless lifestyle. Life that is not bearing fruit. Life that is not bearing fruit, either in the spiritual realm or in the physical. I read out of Apostles chapter 9, verse 1 to 6. And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter. The medical practitioner told us that for adults, when they are resting, their breath is between 12 and 18. When you count it, it's between 12 and 18. But Apostle Saul did not use his own breath to do anything profitable. He was only breathing out slaughter. He was breathing out destruction. He was breathing out persecution. So other people are using their breath for their sustainability, for their existence. But Saul was using his own as many kinds that he had. He was using it to threaten the children of God, to harass the children of God. Saul, yes, breathing out threatening and slaughter again the disciple of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of his way, of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them about bound unto Jerusalem. He's fighting God. He was fighting God. He was standing on the will of the Lord. That is a fruitless life, a life that bear no fruit. He was just working for Satan. He was working for hell. He was not working for God. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and had a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? Brethren, your salvation is very, very paramount to the Lord in the new year. And if Jesus Christ can left everything and came down to arrest Saul, the persecutor, you need to know that your soul is precious to the Lord. And you cannot continue to procrastinating your salvation. You need to give your life to Christ. That is what the Lord proved to Saul. You are a persecutor. You are fighting against my kingdom, fighting against my children. But I love you. I need you. I want to save you. I want to use you. And the same thing is coming to you tonight. You are here. You are persecuting. There's nothing that is going on in the church that is good in your sight. You persecute pastor. You persecute fellow brother. You persecute fellow sister. You persecute the doctrine in the church. You persecute everything. There's nothing that is good. Everything you subject to persecution, like Saul or a persecutor at that time. Let us read First Timothy so that we will understand what this Saul has really done, a fruitless lie. I pray that the Lord will cut us off from all kind of fruitless life of the past in Jesus' name. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Who was before a blasphemer? That is Saul. That is fruitless life. A blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. Somebody that can cause injury to another person. Injurious. But I obtain mercy. What a great testimony. That the Lord will grant you mercy tonight. That you will obtain mercy because I did it ignorantly in non-belief. I was deceived. I thought there was reward for all what I was doing. I never know it's going to push me to hell. I was doing it ignorantly. But now God has delivered me. I pray that the Lord will deliver as many that are coming to the Lord today. This is the beginning of the year. And the greatest achievement, accomplishment, is for us to give our life to Christ, to surrender our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Either we are children, we are youth, we are adults, as many that are still living a fruitless past lifestyle, they need to cut off from it and surrender their life. John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. John chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he who thou now hast is not thy husband, in that said thou truly. And this is a wasted life, a fruitless past life. And he had five husbands. He was not living a life that is pleasing unto God. This woman was living a wayward life. From one husband to the other, he was moving around. The Lord wants to grant you a settled mind. The Lord wants to help you out of all this waywardness. And the Lord is calling you out of this disorganization. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 10, we are going to see the fruitless lifestyle. Fruitless lifestyle. In 1 Samuel, and I read verse 1 through 10. 1 Samuel chapter 1. And I read from verse 1 through 10. And there was a certain man of Ramath Zophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Joram, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Su, and Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Anna, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Anna had no children. Peninnah's name was mentioned, And when it comes to children that were juxtaposition, and the name of Penina was mentioned before Anna, there's something has happened along the line, but there is hope. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, and two sons of Eli, Ophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And you remember Penina started compressing the life of Anna, and she turned Anna to something else. I read from verse 5. But unto Anna he gave a worthy portion, and he loved Anna, but the Lord has shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore. The life of adversary. Two women living in the same family, and they have one husband, and one has turned to adversary, enemy, in the same family, and provoked her sore. Provocation. For to make her fret, to make her afraid, because the Lord has shut up her womb. She's supposed to be a comforter, but she still chooses to be a provocator. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. The provocation made Anna to abstain from food. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Anna, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not had better to thee than 10 sons? So Anna rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk, and Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul. The Lord said, cut off from all this bitterness, because I'm going to do a new thing. The Lord wants to do a new thing in your life. The Lord said you should cut off from bitterness of Penina. It cannot last long, because your Samuel will surely come. Don't mind the provocation of Penina, because your Samuel is on the way. Cheer up, my sister. Cheer up, my brother. The miracle will happen. God will make all things new for you. Cut off from the past life of bitterness. Cut off from the past life of weeping. Cut off from all this past life of provocation, because the Lord wants to do a new thing. And in Genesis chapter 27, we are going to see another fruitless lifestyle there. From verse 6, I read, and Rebekah spake unto Jacob, her son, saying, behold, I heard that the father spake unto Esau, thy brother, saying, bring me fenicing. Rebekah tried to help God. God did not need helper. What God said will happen will surely happen in his own time. We don't need to help mother and the wife in the family. We need to be careful. When we are trying to help God, our help is not sufficient for God, because God is sufficient of himself. And there are quite a number of essentials to avoid to prevent the transfer of a fruitless past lifestyle. One higher degree essential is repentance. Saul exemplified a break from a fruitless past lifestyle. He was just working for hell. He was just working for Satan. And Samaritan woman shows wayward behavior with 5 husbands and demonstrate the essential of repentance and reaching out to others with gospel. Anna showed the example of provocation, weeping, abstinence from food, grievance and bitterness, and the essential of desperate prayer in Shiloh. All this provocation is not a problem, but the only problem is when we refuse to pray as Anna prayed, when we refuse to be desperate as Anna was desperate to come out of all our problems. Look at the picture on the slide. If not now, when? If your salvation is not tonight, when? If your deliverance is not tonight, when? If your progress is not tonight, breaking yourself from the past lifestyle, fruitless past lifestyle, when? I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. This will take us to the second part of our message, the essentials of adopting a fresh lifestyle. We have seen the fruitless lifestyle, and God wants us to bear fruit in the new year. And if we are going to do that, we need to adopt a fresh lifestyle. We are not so drowsy. We are not so weak. We are not so tired. When we sleep and wake up, we are always fresh. We are always fresh. We wake up to behold the righteousness of God. We wake up to look, to see the likeness of the Lord. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. And I read verse 37. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 37. Now, when they had this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? These are the people that are seeking for a fresh start. When Apostle Peter preached, they asked him, we've heard the message, but how can we make things right? How can we get this salvation? How can we begin a new life? How can we make progress? They say, men and brethren, what shall we do? Those are the questions the Lord expects us to ask him this year. That God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do for you? How do you want me to live my life? That is when we are going to get it right. In Acts of Apostles chapter 16, Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That is what the Lord wants us to ask him. We ask the Lord, what can I do to have a fresh start? What can I do to be saved? What can I do to be cleansed? What can I do to be pure? What can I do to receive the power of the Holy Ghost? What can I do to serve God? What can I do to go extra mile? What can I do to influence the life of people? What can I do in the year 2024? In Acts of Apostles chapter 22, verse 10. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, arise, and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. When we ask that question, God will respond. God will answer us, what shall I do to be saved? What shall I do to serve you? In what capacity do you want me to serve you? What new thing do you want me to do for you in the new year? In Genesis chapter 30, Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, tarry. For I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. This is the testimony of the people that have fresh hearts. Jacob had fresh hearts, and God began to show him favor. God began to relate with him. God began to take care of him. And Laban noticed it, that it is through Jacob that God is blessing him. This year, the Lord will bless a lot of people through you. And that is why you must make a decision to start afresh with the Lord. Because you will be, people will give testimony like Laban, that don't you know that it is because of you that I'm getting this blessing? Don't you get it right? That it is because of you that God is doing these great and mighty things in my life. That is going to build our testimony in the new year. I have learned by experience that through you, the Lord is blessing me. People will learn by experience in the year 2024 that through you, the Lord will bless multitude of people within and around you in Jesus' name. In John chapter 15, I read verse 4 to 7, and I will read verse 10. Abide in me. That is the essential of adopting a fresh lifestyle. Abide in me. Not in the world. Not in corruption. Not in lying. Not in hypocrisy. Not in cheating. Not in running ahead of God. Abide in me. Calm down, brother. Calm down, sister. I'm going to fix things for you. I'm going to make things right for you. Don't be in a hurry. I will fix your life for you. Whatsoever may be the shattering of your life, shattering of your hope, shattering of your dream, I'm going to set things right for you. The Lord said, calm down, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. Immediately you cut off branch. That branch has no affinity with the trunk anymore, and it has no connection with the vine, and it will become useless. It will dry. But inasmuch as it's connected to the vine and is receiving nutrients from the vine, it will be fresh and it will bear fruit. The Lord said, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. The Lord is telling us we can't go far in the new year without Christ. We need to fix our eyes on him. We need to abide in him. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If we want to go extra mile serving the Lord and God want to use us mightily in the year 2024, without Christ, we can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Abide in me. In verse 10, if you keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. Christ said, I did it, and I save you. You also can do it. As I abide in Father, you also abide in me. What will make us to stand out in the year 2024? In serving the Lord, in making progress in career and professional life, in our marital relationship, what is going to make us to stand out? They are the essential of fresh lifestyle. Those are the things that will make us to stand out. Like the psalmist, freshness allow us to behold God's face in righteousness. Let us read that place in the book of Psalm. In the book of Psalm, chapter 17. In Psalm 17, and I read verse 15. Psalm 17, 15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. You will not be discouraged when you awake in 2024, but you will be satisfied. The Lord will give you satisfaction. As you wake up from your bed, you will not be discouraged. You will not be depressed. You will not be sorrowful. You will not be morose. But as you wake up, the Lord will give you inner satisfaction. That is the promise of the Lord. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. As we wake up and we behold the face of God in righteousness, we will have satisfaction. I shall be satisfied when I awake with my likeness. You know, it is for you. I, Sunday, shall be satisfied. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I'm going to awake with the likeness of the Lord. The desire to adopt a fresh lifestyle makes believers ask for direction from the Lord. The essential of adopting a fresh lifestyle is the ability to abide in Christ. The following Bible character fulfill the essential of adopting a fresh lifestyle. Brethren, there's no much time for us, but I will quote the Bible verses and I will mention what is there, so that we will know what God has packaged for us, bundles of blessing in the new year. Noah, after the flood, had a new beginning. After the flood, he had to start afresh. All the things in the past gone. Relationship in the past gone. Affiliation in the past gone. He found himself in a new place that he never thought of. And he needed to start afresh. Genesis chapter 8, in verse 18 to 22. Genesis chapter 8 in verse 18 to 22. Noah, after the flood, had a new beginning. And Noah did something that should challenge you and challenge me tonight. Noah built an altar for the Lord. And when he built an altar and he makes sacrifice with clean animal, brethren, you need clean sacrifice, clean consecration, clean service to the Lord. In the year 2024, your service must be clean. The Bible told us there that he rendered a clean sacrifice unto the Lord. And with the clean sacrifice, the Lord smelled the sulfur of his sacrifice. And God says something that will touch you, that will touch me. In verse 20, in Genesis chapter 8, and Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean piece and of every clean fowl, burnt offering unto the Lord, and the Lord smell a sweet sulfur. May the Lord smell all the sweet sulfur of your sacrifices in the year 2024. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore because of what Noah did. Look at the great thing that the Lord was giving to the entire world. I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smart any more everything as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. The Lord said, day and night shall not cease. Your day and night will not cease in Jesus' name. What about Rahab? Rahab, after the revolution in Jericho, this woman decided to camp with the children of God. And because of that, they saved his household and they saved her life. And Bible said, today he stayed be in the camp of the children of God. He camped with them. So if you made up your mind to camp with the Lord in the year 2024, the Lord will grant you a fresh lifestyle. In Joshua chapter 2, verse 11, chapter 6, verse 17, and verses 22 to 25. Also, we saw the case of Jacob after deception and impersonation. After he had deceived his father and he has gotten the blessing, something happened to him. As he was moving, he was leaving and going to where his father and the mother sent him to go and look for wife. The Bible said that he slept and he used stone to make his pillow. And the Lord grant him a dream. In the year 2024, the dream of wishes and wizards will cease in your life. All the dream you will be seeing is the dream of progress, dream of advancement, dream of promises of God for great things. The promises the Lord gave to Jacob in Genesis chapter 28, verse 11 to 22. It was great. The Lord was showing him the future. That is the kind of dream we are praying for in the year 2024. That we will not be chasing up and down by demons, by the agent of darkness, but we will dream of heaven. We will dream of future. We will dream of progress. We will dream of breakthrough. We will dream of ministerial exploit. And that is what will happen to us in the year 2024. What about Job? In Job chapter 42, verse 10 to 16, after all the losses, the Lord restore his glory. The Lord restore his honor. The Lord restore his health. The Lord gave him long life. The Lord gave him wonderful children. And Bible recorded that his children have no equal. Your children, God will raise them up in the year 2024, and they will have no equal in Jesus' name. What about Ruth? After her husband's death, Ruth, the prayer of Naomi is what I'm praying for you tonight. May you find rest in the year 2024. May the Lord give you rest in all ramification in the year 2024. Joseph knew beginning after slavery and imprisonment in Genesis chapter 40, verse 23, chapter 41, verse 9 and 14, and 38 to 46. It was a slavery. And Bible recorded that butler forgot him. The same butler that forgot him remembered him. All the people that have forgotten you, to do what God has put in their heart to do for you, they will begin to open the book of remembrance. And they will remember you for good in Jesus' name. They don't want us to stand out. And if we are going to stand out in the year 2024, we need essential of adopting a fresh lifestyle. The Lord wants our life to be fresh. The Lord don't want our life to be stale. What about Saul, new beginning after grievous persecution? The Bible told us in Acts of Apostles chapter 19, verse 17 to 22, that straight away, Apostle Paul began to preach the gospel. And you will preach the gospel in the year 2024 in Jesus' name. What about Anna and Elizabeth? After their barrenness, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 18 to 20, and 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 10, and Luke chapter 1, verse 24 to 25. They were singing unto the Lord. And they were testifying of great things that the Lord has done for them. The Lord will give you children. And God will turn things around for you in Jesus' name. Samaria woman after wayward and wasted life. In John chapter 4, verse 28 to 30. He became an evangelist that was proclaiming the name of the Lord. Like the psalmist, freshness allows us to behold God's face in righteousness. The desire to adopt a fresh lifestyle may believer ask for direction from the Lord. Brethren, we need to ask for direction. What do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What kind of business do you want me to invest in? The more we ask, the less the sorrow we have. Let us ask the Lord God will not make mistake. He will guide us and direct us aright. Don't let us live by chance in the year 2024. The essential of adopting a fresh lifestyle is the ability to abide in Christ. The following Bible character that we have examined, they exemplify all this. As we want to pray tonight, we want to look at the essential of fruitful service to the Most High. Brethren, if you make up your mind to serve God in the year 2024, I can tell you, according to the word of the Lord, that God will open heaven and the Lord will release his blessing upon you. Let us read from the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 5. In Romans chapter 1 verse 5. Romans chapter 1 verse 5. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans chapter 1 verse 5. By whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. People bear this name apostle. They bear the name bishop. There's nothing wrong with it. It's honor from the Lord. But anybody that call himself apostle, I must receive grace of obedience. We must not see disobedience in their life. All the people that have received grace for obedience must live the life of obedience in the year 2024. Let us receive grace of obedience from the Lord. And let us begin to live a life of obedience. When God says we should sit down, let us sit down gently until he tells us to rise up. And that is what he did for the children of Israel in the wilderness. When the pillar of cloud, when it's moving, when it rests, they cannot move. But when the pillar of light is out, it is time for them to move. Brethren, we need to know what God wants us to do and the journey he wants us to make in the new year, so that it can be well with our soul. Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 2, that I gave my brother Hanani and Ananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. May God give us Ananiah, may God give us Hanani in Deeper Christian Life Ministry Finland in the year 2024. Men and women that are faithful, and they fear God above many. Their fear is the adjective was used for their fear. They fear God above many. In Joshua chapter 3, in the book of Joshua chapter 3, let us be warming up. We shall soon pray. Joshua chapter 3, and I'm reading verse 5. Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Our own duty is to sanctify ourselves. The work of God is to do wonders in our life in the year 2024. But our own duty is to keep ourselves pure before the Lord. And inasmuch the Lord is seeing the purity in our life, the wonders of God will flow into our life in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 55. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he's near. The Lord wants us to pray in the year 2024, and the Lord will take all the distraction out of our way so that we can call upon the name of the Lord in the new year. Psalm 68. Psalm 68, verse 11. The Lord gave the word. The Lord is giving the word for city evangelism, location evangelism, personal evangelism. The Lord is giving the word in 2024. Great was the company of those that published it. You need to join the group of the publisher of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in this new year. It is the part of wisdom to see fruitful services to the Lord as obligatory and not optional. Obedience, faithfulness, consecration, sanctification, prayer, and evangelism are essential for fruitful service to the Most High God. Receive grace for obedience and walk with the Lord. Be faithful and fear God above many, like Hanani and Ananiah. Present your body a living sacrifice for the wonders of God in the new year and beyond. As we want to pray, brethren, dream bigger and reach higher. What do you want to do for the Lord in the new year? Let us go to the Lord in prayer. The Lord's blessing is waiting for you. What do you want to give to the Lord? What do you want to do for the Lord? Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Please, Pastor, you can take it over.
Friend, let us pray. The Lord has spoken to you. He has spoken to me. Essentials for a fresh start. The air is still fresh. Fresh today, just 12th. We are going to pray and tell the Lord, oh God, help me. The Lord has spoken to you through his servant that we should forget about those things that make us get fixated at the past. And at the same time, there are things that we need to clear from the past. I mean, if you're not careful, you might think that this is contradictory. It is not. There are things that you need to do well. There are things you need to correct. And those are very, very, very essential things to build a very clean foundation for the year 2024. We are going to open our mouth and tell the Lord, oh God, open my eyes. Are there things that the devil each time we are praying and your prayer has gotten so hard and then the devil just uses that to puncture your prayer life before you know it, you are just deflated. You can't pray any longer. Regret comes in. Disillusionment comes in. And so you just abandon that prayer we are going to pray. The devil has been using that as a weapon against your life. Today, you make amends, and we can solve that problem just right here now. If you open your mouth and tell the Lord, oh God, see this thing in my life. See this thing in my life. I clear it today. I open my mouth and say, God, your mercy. Oh God, your mercy. Whatsoever brings regret, oh God, in my life. Whatsoever, oh God, that brings, oh God, guilt, brethren, pray that the Lord, I repent and I confess today, you will not do it again. You will not do it again. You will not do it again. Don't carry those guilt from past year into the new year. Don't carry them. The Lord is here to lift those burdens away from your shoulders. He is here. Come ye, say, let us reason together. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. The rest of the Lord is here today. The rest of the Lord is here today. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. The Lord will give you that rest. I mean, he will give you that freshness. He will lift the burden off your shoulders. A new creature is what God calls us in. He wants you to have a fresh start. And we cannot have a fresh start with guilt. You cannot have a fresh start with regret. You cannot have a fresh start when your spiritual life is undulating. Today you were in the valley, the other day in the mountain and up and down. It was like that last year. God forbid. They are going to carry that into the new year 2024. The Lord will build you and establish you, but let us try and lay a very good foundation. And we cannot lay a foundation, a shaky ground. We need to cultivate the ground, dig down to the bottom of the good sand, good soil, where we can begin to lay the new brick. That is what we are going to do. That's what we are doing now. Oh God, those regret, brethren, is there anything that you know your heart has been pricking you just as we hear? Pray and open your mouth and tell the Lord, God, touch me today. Oh God, I abandon this particular lifestyle. I leave this particular lifestyle. It shall not continue to abide in me. Oh Lord, touch me. Brethren, as you are praying, the Lord will help you. The man of God has instructed us there are essentials of avoiding a fruitless past lifestyle. Fruitless past lifestyle. Those things, they were actually listed. Waywardness, bitterness like Saul. But also he was breathing out slaughter. Can you imagine breathing out slaughter against innocent people? Breathing out slaughter. If people were doing the work of God, one man was somewhere chasing and hunting them down. We are going to pray. You can never start from where Saul left off. God forbid, all those breathing out slaughter and and bitterness against the work of God, against the servant of God in your city. Maybe he's not doing it the way you think he should do it, or maybe the prayer is getting this one or whatever, and you are breeding a slaughter. Brethren, we must leave those away. They are fruitless lifestyle. They cannot add any value to your spiritual life. Persecuting the brethren, we're going to pray, oh God, you are not going to persecute the brethren. You will not persecute the brethren. If you have been doing like Saul, this is the time to pray that the Lord will give you a clean start. The Lord will give you a clean break. In the name of Jesus, we also heard about the woman the Christ met at the well, the woman of Samaria. Her own challenge was she was multiplying immoral relationships. God forbid that you should get involved in morality this year. But if you have been into that and you've been listening to the word of God with us here, but you've not got the backbone to break clear from immorality, the Lord is here to give you a clean start today. As we open our mouth and begin to pray and say, call every immoral attachment, every immoral connection whatsoever that links you to immorality, like this woman of Samaria Christ met at the well today, oh God, I make a clean break from it. I make a clean break from it. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are a provocator like Penina. And as made, the Lord will take away every form of provocation. You cannot be a child of God and other people are scared of being around you. Allow peace to reign. We are going to pray like you cannot be another Penina. You will not be another Penina. And the Lord also uses this to tell you, if you are the Hannah, the Lord will remember you. This is the time, this year, the Lord will smile on you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, we have been told about the essentials of adopting a fresh lifestyle. Having avoided or forgotten about or put behind us those fruitless lifestyle, there must be a fresh lifestyle. And it starts with this genuine, sincere question. Oh Lord, what shall I do? What shall we do? And you are hearing the word of God today. What does Lord require of you? Oh, Israel, is that we should live humbly with your God. Accept Jesus into your life. He will guide you. He will lead you. He is there. He is your Father. He created you. He knows the beginning and the end of your life. You cannot do it with your team. The world is so complicated and also complex. If you want to navigate through the entire world successfully, you need Christ with you. That is why we're going to pray like the men that listening to Peter Samuel. If you are praying today, open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, what shall I do? And the answer comes immediately. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Accept him. Accept him. Receive him. He is here to turn you into a new man. He is here to make you to have a clean break from all the past lifestyle and give you a new beginning in Jesus' name. He is here. He will help you. And of course, the Lord tells us also, we don't need to be in a hurry. Abide in the Lord. Abide in the Lord, abide in him. Men and brethren, is there anything you have been looking up to God for, to do for you? Adopting a fresh lifestyle means patience. We are going to spend some few seconds to pray on the virtue of patience. Some people cannot abide in the Lord because they are impatient. Those who get the best from God are the patient ones. We are going to pray and tell the Lord, oh God, all the hurry and hurry. Our world is so much in a hurry. We have fast food, fast oven, fast taxi, fast airplane, fast this, fast that. Everything is so fast and our lives have been fasted into the grave. But the Lord wants us to be patient. Patience, sister, be patient. Brother, be patient. It will come. For the vision is safe on appointed time. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. Wait for it. Tell the Lord and say, God, I will wait. Don't run ahead of God this year. Tell the Lord, I promise you, God, before I venture out, before I'm back on any major, oh God, project, before I go into anything, Lord, I will wait on you. I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Until you speak, I will not go. Give me the virtue of patience. Give me the virtue of patience. Give me the virtue of patience. Abide in the Lord. You might think that other people are making it. I graduated before them. They have gotten a very good job. I came to Finland before them. They are getting established. Everything is happening good around them. I've not gotten so much. Brethren, the Bible says a year in the sight of God is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years like a day in the sight of the Lord. God does not count as man count. You might be using the ruler of men to measure your life. God uses a different measurement instrument altogether. Oh God, your mercy. Tell the Lord, I'm very sorry for comparing myself with others. For those who compare themselves with others and measure themselves with others, they are not wise. They are not wise. And because you look at other people, you put yourself into unnecessary tension, onto unnecessary pressure, onto unnecessary speed. And you see that your life is grinding quickly to a halt. But God will give you peace this year. Oh Lord, we need the patience. Oh Lord, we need the patience. Oh Lord, we need patience. Anything, oh God, thou rope us into this rat race. Oh God, into this rat race. A life of competition. Lord, we avoid it. You say we should abide in you. Give us the grace to abide in you. A fresh start, a fresh lifestyle means abiding in the Lord. Abiding in the law. We can't go out in the morning without hearing from God. Having a very sweet fellowship with our Father. That Father that loves us, a Father that helps us, a Father that provides for us, a Father that protects us. Oh God, we need that time, quality time with you. In the name of Jesus, as a family, we are confronted with a challenge, oh God. Everybody from children to their parents, everybody is looking up unto God. No wrong. No rush, no rush. God will speak. He will intervene. He has done it before. He will do it again. He will not abandon his own. He will not forsake his own. This sword will pass. The challenge will pass. The solution will come. And children are praying. Parents are praying, looking up unto God. And at the end, he will show up because he will never forget. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you. Oh Lord, bless us with the virtue of patience, with the virtue of patience, with the virtue of patience. The job will come. We need the patience. Oh God, the miracle will happen. We need the patience. Father, we need patience. We need the patience. Oh Lord, in our patience, Lord, help us and guide us. Lord, her God, after crying so much with the baby, you opened her eyes, the well of water that she could not see. Lo and behold, the water was just right there at her feet. Father, Lord in heaven, all our wells of water that our eyes were blinded to see before, and with being patient with you, oh God, our wells will be open. You will open our eyes to our wells, oh God. We need the fresh start with you. Fresh start with you. Fresh start with you. Fresh start with you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, you have challenged us with your servants today, like Jacob. After he personated his elder brother, he went back and started afresh with you. Oh, how he bowed. Oh, how he repented in dust and ashes. Oh, how he raised the altar before you. And today, the whole of Israel is called by Jacob. We want to pray this moment to God. As we start afresh with you, oh Lord, like Jacob, you will renew us. Like Jacob, you will change everything around us. Oh God, the garment of shame, the garment of impersonation, we will avoid them in the name of Jesus. Oh, how about Rahab? Mighty and everlasting God, and hallowed, and hallowed, and hallowed, unhallowed, morally written off. But oh God, she was grafted and she had a spot in Christ's lineage. Oh God, we want to pray. As many, oh God, among your children who are here this evening, oh God, their home may not be as worse as Rahab, but Father, they don't seem to find their bearing morally every area. If you could change Rahab, you will change us, oh God. As we have this fresh start with you in this year, every Rahab kind of lifestyle among your people, mighty God in heaven, we take it away, Lord, in Jesus' name. We'll say no to it in Jesus' name. How about Job? Oh God, Job had a fresh start, but initially the wind was so stormy. The wind was like he cannot see the next day. Oh, today, Sunday, he lost even his own health, but he stayed. Oh, the conviction of Job. He said, even if worm after my flesh are destroyed, I know in my spirit I will see the Lord. Oh, what a man. I want to pray today, oh God. Is anybody here, Father, going through the fiery situation like Job went through? We want to pray, Lord, that grace you gave to Job, that even his friends, oh God, who are supposed to be comforters, immediate family, who are supposed to be comforters, all of them turn to be adversaries against him. We want to pray that, Father, the composure, oh God, the conviction, oh God, that you gave to Job, you will give to every brother, every sister, oh God, who is going through similar circumstances, in the mighty name of Jesus, my God and my Father. Remember your people, oh God, our Bahana. The provocation of Benina was getting heated up, oh God. Oh, what a poor woman. Every morning, every afternoon and evening, she will see this, her mate with her children, and she will cry, oh God, when? Oh God, when? Oh God, when? Father, you cannot fail those who trust in you. You showed up for Hannah. And eventually, we are hearing about Samuel today. We continue to read about Samuel, all the Peninnah's children. Nobody knows about them. We want to pray, oh God, all our grandfather who fall into that category of Hannah this year is a year of remembrance. We are building on a fresh start, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, remember your people. Father, remember your people. Father, remember your people. Oh God, on a fresh slate, on a fresh slate, on a fresh foundation. This year, oh God, you have charged us. It's going to be a year of divine restoration. Everything that the canker worm, everything the palmer worm, the locust, the caterpillar are eating, you say you are going to give us back. Father, you will 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 give us back. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, I know you are praying. The Lord also charges us about the essentials of fruitful service to the Most High God. How will you spend your life this year? How will your life be spent this year? Let's go to church. You give excuses. Brethren, people are there. God is using them to bring these services to you. And you are so comfortable just sitting aloof, not able to do anything, like just in Asia. The Lord will use you this year. We are going to pray and tell the Lord, oh God, give me the grace. I will up my service for you. Oh Lord, I will increase my service for you. Oh God, I will increase my service for you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and tell the Lord, Father, I am tired of sitting on defense. I am launching into your service. I am launching into your service. Quicken me up, oh God. Quicken me. Brethren, let me tell you, at the end of life, all these things we are running after, none of them we can. It is our life, the service we render to the Lord. And that is what we can. That is what we can. I have chosen to labor for the eternal meat. At the end of the day, when I see my master, and he will tell me, welcome, thou faithful servant. Let us pray together and tell us, oh God, I don't want to build any and everything that will be wasted here on earth. As I struggle, oh God, as I labor, as I toil to put food on the table for my family, oh God, much more, I will labor for the kingdom. I will labor for the master. I will labor for the master. I will labor for the master. You need obedience. You need faithfulness. You need grace. You cannot do it alone. The Lord will give you that grace. He will give you that grace, and above all, will present your bodies a living sacrifice as we make up our mind to go with the Lord this year. Please be reminded. Challenges will come. Remember the Bible says, "For whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and do them, he will be like a man, oh, that built his house upon the rock." He said the rain fell, the flood came, the wind blew upon the house. Be prepared. These things will come this year, but the Lord has charged us. He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will go with you. I will be with you." In the midst of these circumstances, you will overcome. And we're all going to hear our testimonies together in the name of Jesus Christ. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we just want to thank you. We bless you, our Father. You are faithful, you are loving, you are good. You have charged us to go today about the essentials. There are many things that are not essential in our lives. There are many things that are not just necessary. Oh God, but ironically, these are the things that we encumber our lives with. These are the things we gather, oh God, and spend most of our lives on. Father, we want to pray today. Having heard your word and also spent this quality time to pray, every non-essential, every insignificant thing whatsoever that will not count for eternity, that have always occupied our attention, as we depart here today, oh God, give us the grace, oh God, to steer clear from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Father, starting with our lifestyle, is there any area of our lives, oh God, that have been repulsive to you today, our Maker? We want to pray you will give us the grace to break from them. We have actually prayed for repentance. Oh Lord, we know you have received us in Jesus' name. Father, you touched Hannah. You visited Job. You changed the lives of Jacob. Oh God, Rahab was transformed into a different person altogether. Today she's still being, oh God, renowned and counted as one of those who contribute to the lineage of Christ. If you could transform all these people, that some of their situations were so bad, Lord, you will help your children. Upon us, oh God, every brother, every sister on this platform. Oh God, our brethren in this country, in this year, you will bless your people as we build on this fresh start in Jesus' name. Father, to those, oh God, whose hair seem to be failing them and the medical report is not helping issues, oh, our Father, you ask a question and say, who has believed our report? Today, oh God, we echo, we believe your report, because your report says we are healed. Your report says with obedience you will heal us. Your report says you will bless our bread and our water and will take sicknesses from the midst of us. Your report says with you all things are possible. Your report, oh God, says nothing shall be barren in the land. Your report says I will restore unto you the days that the locust and the palmerworm and the cankerworm have eaten. Oh God, we believe this report. And because we believe them, oh God, they shall be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. Jehovah, this year, it will be a year of fruitful service for your glory. Oh Lord, strengthen our inner man. For those who are getting weak, oh God, maybe there is one delayed expectation because the prayer delayed, making the heart sick. Oh God, quickly, quickly, expeditiously grant them their request in Jesus' name. Father, strengthen us. We are going to serve you together. On this platform, we'll come here to worship you. It will be testimony, galore, revival among us in all our cities. Everybody's happy. The Lord is blessing us physically, spiritually, in Jesus' name. Want to thank you, Father, for your servant you used to bless us today. Lord, more of your virtues. Oh, Lord, more of your wisdom, motion, and power upon him. We want to thank you, Father, because you have answered. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you are there, please unmute your mic and let's chorus. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.